Welcome to Podcasts, recorded live at the Center for Spiritual Living in Portland, Oregon. We have many programs, classes, and workshops developed just for our online audience. To find out more, go to our website at cslportland.org and look under the Online tab. Our mission is to open hearts, ignite minds, and make a difference. If you'd like to support our center and its video podcast, you can donate online at cslportland.org/donate. Allow us to become part of your extended spiritual community. Wherever you are on your spiritual journey, you are most welcome at the Center for Spiritual Living.
We have everything we need. And Grand Rising Portland Center for Spiritual Living, we have so much to be grateful for today. Reverend Bridget is back. So thrilled about that. And one of the first things I learned in practitioner training was that we live in the and. So as that we are here in such gratitude and in such celebration and in such joy for the goodness that abounds in our life, know that there are people that have experienced devastation because of Hurricane Helene. We pray for our sister community, CSL Asheville. We pray for CSL Sarasota in devastation. And I lived in Western North Carolina for 18 years, and I can't imagine every road into Asheville being closed. Either washed out, washed away, closed because there's so much wreckage. And so all I know is that we are celebrating here today in joy and in gratitude, and let us remember the and. There are people who are suffering and have experienced devastation, have lost their homes, have lost everything. And so let's hold that compassion in our heart, knowing that the right resources, the right guidance, that source, substance, and supply is available right where they are. Yeah. And so we come together today here with open hearts to explore the deeply transformative theme of peace on earth, taking inspired action. So in a world that often feels chaotic, overwhelming, filled with natural disasters, it's essential for each of us to remember that even in the midst of the storm, as Ken reassured us, we have everything we need. We already have truth, and truth is peace. And that our individual presence, our actions matter profoundly. Your presence matters. Every intention, every action aimed at revealing peace contributes to a greater collective harmony. So in today's exploration of peace on earth, taking inspired action, we're looking at one essential question, and that is, what is mine to do to reveal peace on earth? What is mine to do to reveal peace on earth? And in order to answer this question, we must first turn inward, for life reveals itself from the inside out, to that source of our action, and that is our minds. We learn from Buddha, mind is the forerunner of all action. All deeds are led by mind, created by mind. And it is within this sacred space of our minds that the seeds of peace are planted and nurtured. And I emphasize seeds as I look out at licensed practitioner emerita Kate Barrett. We just started our roots and one of the roots class, and one of the things as an experiential that she's added every single one of us received a packet of seeds. And she said, it's up to you whether you choose to plant them or not. It's a choice. So anyway, it's up to each of us to choose to plant the seed of peace. And to truly cultivate peace on earth, we must begin by cultivating it within ourselves. This journey starts with consciously training our mind. Ernest Holmes said some of the most important work we can do is to train our mind to think, believe, and act from a source of truth. And so there are three key practices I'm sharing today that helps us to train our mind to reveal peace on earth. So first, making a conscious decision, deciding to be peace on earth. Second, envisioning our intention, clarifying, giving detail to spirit of what is our desired experience of peace on earth. And third, our biggest spiritual tool that we use here is spiritual mind treatment, making prayer our go-to, our first line of support. Because it is in that prayer, as Sean so eloquently shared with us, is that it is through us, that it is Spirit working through us. We speak our word and Spirit works through us to reveal that. So thank you, Sean. And so let's begin our exploration of three practices. They're easy to do, and yet we need to make a choice to do it. So let's start with making a decision. Some of you may know that the root word of decision is a Latin word, decidere, and it means to cut off all other options. And the power of that is that we are making a conscious choice to move towards peace, and anything that is unlike peace, we are cutting off that option. So when we make a decision, it can be a decision about a relationship, it can be a decision about prosperity, it can be a decision about our spiritual community, we are literally cutting off any other option, and we are taking action to move towards that decision. It guides us. So the power of a decision is we remove doubt, we remove chaos, and we move forward with confidence and assurance because we have everything we need. We have it within. And so making a decision is one of the first and foremost things that we can do to reveal peace on earth in our life. We get to choose. We have the power to choose and to make a decision to be peace on earth is a decision that guides our actions and puts us on a trajectory of allowing peace to be revealed from the core of our being. And so I invite you as a reflection to simply ask in this now moment, what decision can I make today to embody peace in my daily life? What decision can I make today to embody peace in my daily life? And remember that when we decide that peace is our foremost truth we wish to reveal, we are making a conscious decision that we are cutting off all options that do not reveal peace. That means judgment, hate, anger, resentment. We are making a decision to say, I am peace. And when those opportunities come up, we simply say, no, I made a decision. I am being peace on earth here now. So first practice we can do is decide. You also hear much in Science of Mind about setting an intention. And sometimes people say a decision and an intention are the same thing, and they're not. They're hand in hand. But we can make a decision and not be very clear about the experience we wish to have. So an intention is that space, Sean mentioned it earlier, where we go within and we allow that innate intuition that resides at the core of our being, that is spirit speaking to us personally, to reveal through our visioning process. So we envision, what does peace look like for me? How do I want to experience peace? In what way do I want to experience peace in my relationships? In what way do I want to experience peace when driving on the freeway? In what way do I want to experience peace when watching some of the social media and news and we see a lot of chaos? In what way do I want to experience peace? We get to clarify it. We get to send an order to spirit and say, this is the experience that I desire for myself. So we're going to do a little spiritual practice if you're willing to do that with me. And so let's take a moment and just relax. Just relax. Allow yourself to feel fully supported in your chair. For individuals joining us in our virtual space, be sure that there's not a lot of distraction in the space that you're in. Allow yourself the safety and comfort of being in a nurturing space. And let's take a moment to create a sacred space together where we can explore our intentions for peace. If you're comfortable, close your eyes gently, or simply cast your gaze downward towards your lap, whatever is most comfortable for you. And on the count of three, let's take a deep breath in. So one, two, three, collective deep breath in. And hold. And now let's exhale. Safety, security. And now just allow the natural rhythm of your breathing. Breathing in peace. Exhaling anything that is unlike peace. Breathe in peace. Exhale anything that is unlike peace. And for our first question, to envision our personal peace intention. What does peace mean to me? What does peace mean to me? Envision a peaceful world. See it. Allow pictures that resonate with your heart. Perhaps it's a serene landscape, a harmonious gathering of loved ones, or even a moment of solitude where you feel completely at ease. Maybe it's in nature. You're hearing the rush of a lovely stream. You're hearing the whisper of a breeze through the leaves. Allow these images to come to life in your mind. And next, consider, what are the specific experiences of peace I desire to embody? What does it feel like? So we have a picture in our mind, but what does that feel like to walk in peace? To interact with others from a place of love, compassion, and understanding. Imagine yourself embodying that peace in your daily life. In what ways are you communicating with self and all others? In what ways are you responding to challenges? Now let's take a few moments in silence to deepen this vision of our personal intention for peace on earth. Breathe in peace. Breathe out any tension or negativity. Breathe in peace. Breathe out any tension or negativity. Let your intention for peace grow stronger with each and every breath. And now in this place of quiet assurance, knowing you already have everything you need, we reflect on our personal intention for peace on earth, and we apply the litmus test of the three E's that Dr. Ruth shared with us last week. Envisioning our intention, is it effortless for me to do this? Is spirit flowing through me in an effortless way for the fulfillment of this intention? Or am I feeling struggle? I need to make it happen. Is it enjoyable? Am I having fun? Is there glee? Is there joy? Is there exuberance? Is there excitement? And Dr. Ruth's third E, am I energized by engaging in this intention for peace on earth? Just know that a yes to each of the three E's, is it effortless? Is it enjoyable? Am I energized? Is a big yes to peace on earth. So I invite you to gently return your awareness back to this space this time. You might want to wiggle your fingers, wiggle your toes, and gently open your eyes. Each of us now has an intention. We've seen, we know what that picture looks like. We know what it feels like, and we're moving forward. How many of us have Science of Mind magazine? Okay, there's a bonus that ties in today's practice, and that is we can take this intention that we have just created and envisioned in our mind, and there's a 5-minute practice at bedtime that was described in today's daily word. And that is for 5 minutes, just before you go to bed, feed your mind all your affirmations. I am peace. I am at ease. I am confident. I am assured. I am being peace on earth. For 5 minutes before you go to bed, you're feeding the seeds into your subconscious mind, which is that creative power. So that was just a bonus. I thought, wow, I read Science of Mind magazine this morning. I said, well, I need to make an update on my talk this morning. See, spirit always delivers just in time. Always, always just in time. There's another way that we can practice setting an intention of peace, and many of us may already be participating, and that is the U.S. presidential election, My Election Intention. You can go to www.myelectionintention.com, and it's 100 days of mindful practice. We are on day 63, so you still have time, 27 days to be exact, to set a peaceful intention for our election. Okay, so now we've made a decision. I am being peace on earth. We have an intention. We've envisioned it. We know what it looks like. We know what it feels like. And now let's go to spiritual mind treatment, making prayer our first line of support. This is our opportunity to direct our faith and activate the power, the creative power of our spoken word. You know, let's delve into this transformative power. You know, Ernest Holmes says the mind, I love this term, fashioning factor. The mind is the fashioning factor. And to the extent of its vision, its depth, its breadth, that is the experience we're going to have. So allowing our minds to get really creative in our spiritual mind treatment is giving some oomph to being peace on earth. What spiritual mind treatment does is it activates the creative process. Step one, we recognize God is all there is. We heard in one of our songs, it is not I, but the spirit within. And so we recognize that one power, that one presence, and we unify with it because we are of it. And in that space of recognition and unification, we declare peace on earth. We name it, we claim it, we give it every warmth, color, energy that we can imagine. Then we give thanks and we let it go. Now, Reverend Bridget, at the end of August, shared spiritual mind treatment with us. If you have not seen that video, that if you have not listened to that audio podcast, I encourage you to do so. It was on Sunday, August 25th, and it was entitled, For Every Time, a Spiritual Practice. And just know, in science of mind, for every time, spiritual mind treatment works. And you may say, well, I'm not a seasoned prayer person. I may not know the five steps. And that's okay. I'm going to give you an abridged, truncated version. Step one, God is. Step two, I am. Step three and four, I am grateful God is the peace I am, and so it is. That is a full five-step treatment. God is, I am. I am grateful God is the peace I am, and so it is. And you can do that as you're walking. Just get a rhythm going. You can do it if you're swimming. You can do it in your meditation practice. Name it, claim it, and allow it to be the truth in your life. So now you may be saying, okay, so these three things, making a decision, envisioning your intention, and releasing it to spiritual mind treatment, does it really work? Are you sure? Are you really sure? Well, I'm going to speak from personal experience. I know it works. Some of you may know that in the last 3 weeks, I have completed my move from the Midwest back to the Pacific Northwest. Yeah! Yes. Well, I will share with you that in mid-August, I did not have a plan. All my things were packed up in my apartment in North Dakota because I did that to send a message to the universe that I was not returning to live in Fargo. But I didn't know how it was all going to unfold. It was all packed up. It was just there. Mid-August, I'm thinking, oh, it's getting a little close here. I need to make a decision. My lease is running out. I need to make a decision. And so I decided I am moving. And I asked for specific time off at Camp Cedar Ridge. And so I made the decision that the ordination ceremony was on Sunday, September 8th. I was flying to Fargo on September 10th, and that the move needed to happen on the 11th, 12th, 13th, because I was leaving Saturday morning to return to the Pacific Northwest. So that was a decision. The move is happening the 11th, 12th, 13th. Now, I had a lot of people say to me, well, do you have a mover yet? How are you going to do all this? And I said, God's got it. I made a decision. And then what I did is that I set an intention that I am divinely guided by spirit. And every necessary resource is revealed in divine right time, divine right place, with ease. So I started getting bids for movers. Some of them were exorbitant. And one day I opened up this bid and I looked at it and I said, this is not reality. In a flash, another ad popped up on the screen. And I went, I think Spirit's talking. So I called the number. And the person was very nice, gave me a bid that was less than one third of one of the bids I had just looked at. And I said, okay, here's the thing. This move is happening between September 11th and September 13th. Said, no problem. I said, you're sure? Because I said, I'm leaving on the 14th and I need to have my stuff out of this apartment. Said, no problem. Flights were perfect. Everything was perfect because I went to my accountability partner and my prayer partner and I said, spiritual mind treatment. This is happening with ease. All the flights were on time. I got to my gates with ease. Everything was perfect. While I was sitting in the Denver airport waiting for the connection to Fargo, I got a text from the movers. We will be there at 8:00 tomorrow morning. This is Tuesday. They're going to be there Wednesday at 8 a.m. I said, great. Let's get this out of the way. That way I have a couple of days to handle all the other details. Sure enough, 8:00 on the dot. Text, I'm on such and such an avenue. I go out to meet the driver. He backs in his 18-wheeler. And I'd had concerns about, are there going to be people parked in front of the building and they need access to their car? Oh, no. They were all gone. I had asked for parking cones from the management. They didn't show up. I said, got to trust Spirit. Spirit's going to handle it. Backed up this 18-wheeler, and within 2.5 hours, everything was loaded. Driver was gone. He said, I will deliver on Sunday at 10. And he did. Sunday at 10, I was at my storage unit. The van pulled in, and these two gentlemen unloaded all my stuff. Now, here's the sweet thing. I ordered a little bit bigger storage unit so I could move my things around. The last thing off the truck was my leather chair that I do my morning practice in. They set it in the middle of the storage unit. And the guy said, well, now you can sit here and be with your stuff. It doesn't get any better than that. All my stuff is safe and secure. I can even go and sit and be with my stuff. So does it work? Yes. Make a decision. Envision your intention. And then spiritual mind treatment. Allow Spirit to work through you. And when something flashes up on your screen in a moment of despair, trust. That is God sending you a resource. Click the button and follow up with inspired action. So again, peace on earth. Yes, we can be it. It can be revealed right here, right now. Let us make a commitment to decide I am peace, to envision the intention of what peace looks like personally for each of us, and allow our individual intentions to create a collective energy that goes out into the world and it gets catchy and it's infectious and it's everyone wants to be a part of it. And remember, spiritual mind treatment. Every step of the way. God is, I am. I am grateful. God is the peace I am, and so it is. Let us pray. Let's take a deep breath in. Okay, exhale. Recognizing God is that one power, that one presence, the divine mind of infinite potentiality. It is source, it is substance, it is supply. And it is the peace that resides at the core of each of our being. I know this to be the truth of my life, for I am an individualized expression of the One. My life is deeply rooted in the mind of God. There is absolutely no separation. God's peace is my peace. And as I know this to be the truth of my life, I know it to be the truth of each beloved individual in our sanctuary, each beloved individual joining us in our virtual space, each person who hears this message at another time. This is the truth. God is. I am. I'm grateful. God is the peace I am. And as each of us moves forward, we choose to make a conscious decision to be peace, to let that peace that is at the core of our being to express itself. We get very clear and we let God know our heart's desire of experiencing peace. There's clarity in exactly the way we intend to experience peace here on earth. And there is a willingness to embrace one of the most powerful spiritual practices that exist. It is scientific. It is based on principle. It is spiritual mind treatment. So allowing that prayer to be the light that illuminates our path as we move forward, being peace on earth. I give thanks that God is all there is and expressing peace on earth in, through, and as each of us. I place this word into the activity and action of the law that is principle that says yes, big yes, mighty big yes, always says yes. And so with calm confidence, quiet assurance, together we say, and so it is. Blessings.
We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. If you happen to be in the Portland, Oregon area, we'd love to have you visit in person. The Portland Center for Spiritual Living is located at 6211 Northeast Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Our inspirational service is at 11 a.m. every Sunday. We also have many programs, classes, and workshops developed just for our online audience. To find out more, go to our website at cslportland.org and look under the online tab. We have a variety of content dedicated specifically for our podcast listeners. Our mission is to open hearts, ignite minds, and make a difference. If you'd like to support our center and its podcasts, you can donate online at cslportland.org/donate. Our website is also the place to learn more about what's going on at the center or to contact us. Allow us to become part of your extended spiritual community. Wherever you are in your spiritual journey, you are most welcome at the Center for Spiritual Living.